CF Mesh Plus is used to solve turbulent flow simulation on Driv Air. Due to the proprietary nature and costs associated with developing realistic car models, automotive aerodynamic simulations are often run on generic car models such as the so-called AMED body or the AMED body. The problem is that these generic models are a little too generic to provide anything other than the most basic insights into flow behavior. Luckily, a more advanced car model by the name of Driv Air was introduced in 2011 to help bridge the gap between simulation and production. The difficulty is that the pre-processing stage of CFD simulations is still a bit of a chore, especially when it comes to creating watertight meshes that are suitable for CFD simulation. However, this week, CFD meshing software company Creative Fields announced that it had successfully completed an incompressible turbulent flow simulation around the Driver model using a combination of its own CF Mesh Plus software and OpenFoam. Creative Fields CF Mesh Plus software is a fully automated and easy-to-use CFD meshing solution that features superior capabilities for mesh generation in arbitrary complex geometries. The software was used to automatically generate a volume mesh around the Driv Air vehicle from a few simple specifications. Then the car geometry was split into different sections, and different mesh refinement levels were set for each section to allow feature edges to be automatically generated in between the sections. This procedure allows for finer geometry features to be created in the meshing process. After adding boundary layers to the volume and around the car geometry, the CF Mesh Plus meshing process created a Cartesian volume mesh comprising 25 million cells, with 96% of those cells being hexahedral. The automatically generated mesh had no sudden cell size change. Every cell size change was resolved gradually, regardless of its position, further from the car geometry or in the boundary layer, which had a positive impact on the stability of the calculation and its convergence. After the meshing process was complete, the mesh was imported into OpenFoam, where it was successfully simulated with the Simple Foam Solver and K-Omega SSD turbulent model. The simulation reached convergence after just 400 iterations, when a quasi-steady solution was reached. We are proud of yet another successful case where CF Mesh Plus has proven an excellent companion to OpenFoam when it comes to automotive aerodynamics. Advanced boundary layer generation capabilities and the ability to control the layer thickness in the first cell near the wall make CF Mesh Plus an ideal candidate for mesh generation in external aerodynamic simulations, said Mario Baburek, Managing Director at Creative Fields. If you'd like to see more of what is new in the latest release of CF Mesh Plus, V2.2.2, then you can read all about it right here. Or if you'd like to try out CF Mesh Plus to help solve your own meshing woes, then you can get your hands on a free trial over at this link.